There were only three entries in this year's Humpy 500 go-kart race, but they were pretty serious contestants. The group Barracuda was made up of four 11-year-old girls. They danced and sang in their Barracuda costumes, wielding golden guitars. Artificial smoke billowed out from their nearby go-kart, also disguised as a fish. The group said they spent a few weeks designing their costumes.
I'm Lydia Martin and I'm 11.
I'm Jaden Perry and I'm 11.
I'm Mandy Hayes and I'm 11.
I'm Lisa Murph and I'm 11.
You're all dressed up as barracudas.
Yeah.
So who would like to tell me about your costumes?
Well, it's on a helmet and it's that's spray painted and it, like green and silver, and then it has really big eyeballs on the side.
Big sharp teeth, and it kind of looks like a mouth because there's red on the inside. And then we have little fish and squids and stuff on the outside of our mouth, so then it kind of looks like we're eating the characters from Nemo.
I see, and you have golden cardboard guitars.
Yeah.
Did you guys practice the song?
Yeah, before the race and a couple days earlier, a couple days we met the song and we practiced like a couple times, and this morning we all got together, we all practiced it like 10 times to make sure we all got it.
Yeah. And then we wrote the lyrics to our song because the actual song Barracuda is too hard for us to sing.
It goes really fast.
It was like a rap.
And who is going to be driving the go-kart?
Lisa Murph.
What's your strategy for the day?
Just get on the hill.
Get to the
finish line.
We are the Crats! The Mighty Mighty Crats!
Giving Barracuda a run for their money in the race was a red go-kart designed as a king crab. The group's leader, 11-year-old Allie Davis, was also the driver.
Well, it's a red and orange go-kart, and it has giant eyeballs and the claws coming out of the front, and four legs on the sides.
So how many people are part of your group here?
Six or seven. They're my other king crabs.
So who came up with the idea, the king crabs?
It was me. I came up with the idea and the design of the cart, and my dad just helped me put it together, and my mom.
And how fast do you think your cart is?
Oh, yeah, last year when we went, we were really fast.
How did you know you were fast?
We got second place.
I see. And I see that you have driving gloves on.
Yeah, I got some gloves and my red helmet and my seatbelt.
Then there were the stars of the sea.
We are the stars of the sea, moving very slowly.
That's 11-year-old Annie Christensen, 12-year-old Fallon Torres, and 11-year-old Cadence Pettibone.
The sea. Woo! Because it's all about me.
No, me.
We were trying to be a little bit glamorous, but very deep and mysterious at the same time. So our official name is the Stars of the Sea. That's why we have these boas.
You guys are dressed in yellow, very bright with purple, sparkly stuff happening.
Yeah, we spray painted these green and yellow, and we're wearing extra tufts.
Well, some of us.
Yeah. And we have seaweed clipped onto us with safety pins.
So tell me about the go-kart. Can you describe it?
Well, it's a misty color of green and blue. We tried to make it very deep and dark. And we actually have gotten some stuff from the beach by Annie's old house and glued it on to make it have a more natural look instead of using artificial products.
The racers are at the top of the hill getting ready to come down. We're going to run three heats.
All of the go-karts race down the North Nordic Drive Hill in front of PFI. Plant manager Patrick Wilson emceed the event. Then the winners were announced for speed, design, and costumes. The Barracudas took two first places, one for the costumes and one for being the fastest go-kart. They also took second for best design, winning a total of $1,000 in local gift certificates. First place for best design and originality went to the King Crabs. They also took second in the race and third in best design, taking home $700 in gift certificates. Stars of the Sea took second for costumes and third for best design and the race, earning them $475. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.